And on the line this morning for a community conversation, we have West Bend School Superintendent Jen Wimmer. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
So here we are. It's we're in the middle of December, and things are going like they're going.
They're still going. I feel like I lead every conversation with, we're still in school. We're doing really good. We saw some pretty high numbers and some climbing, both staff and student absences prior to Thanksgiving. We put in some disruptions to the calendar, a couple more planning days, really talked with our families around what we were seeing, and happy to report that those numbers dropped and they're kind of holding steady. We're seeing a much slower climb as we head into this next winter break. So school's in session and we're doing good.
You got the cohort model going at the high schools?
We do. We're in our third week of the cohort model, meaning students attend on alternate days and going well. You know, it's different, and for some, distance learning isn't their thing. They're better off with that structure of reporting to school. So on Wednesdays, when it's a full virtual day, all students are welcome to come onto campus, whether they work from the library, another large space. For some, like I said, it's just the structure and routine, or it's having reliable Wi-Fi. But if there are needs for your student, or if students are listening, just sign up for those days or talk with your counselor to attend on alternate days. We know that that's what some students need, so we're here for you.
All right, that sounds good. And then the school board met last night. What went on at the meeting?
I think a significant change regarding attendance is we reviewed the updated guidance from CDC, DHS, and public health. We had made moves right away to reduce the quarantine based on their guidance from 14 to 10 days. And then we were unpacking kind of the rest of the guidance around an early return option with a negative test. So those are the updates that we discussed last night and we'll put in place and communicate with families today. That's found right on our website. But when you look at that 10-day quarantine, or if a student's sick and displaying symptoms, there is a possibility for them to go and receive a negative test. I know our own Washington County Fair Park has expanded testing that starts today. So you could go there, and that's a self-administered mouth swab, but it is the PCR test that's given. So if you turn those into your school, then we can help coordinate a potential early return. So that's a really significant shift, but I always want to explain to people the why behind that. There's 9 months into the pandemic. There's a lot of information that has evolved. It's not because people are just tired of being on quarantine. It's because the science behind transmission, treatment, et cetera, they've evolved their own guidance documents, and we're thankful for our public health to help work with us to understand that and the implications. So happy to put that in place and welcome back students and staff sooner.
All right. It really is a constantly evolving landscape, I think, is the best way to describe it.
Agreed.
So what else is going on?
We're in winter sports. They're moving forward. So remember, winter sports include basketball, gymnastics, boys swim and dive, bowling, wrestling. We've got several co-op teams for skiing, snowboarding, hockey. Hockey are actually regional teams. So they've been in competitions nearly every night. There's something going on. Remember to our community to cheer for your Spartans and Suns from the comfort of your own home through the various streaming options. Again, we're staying with our guidelines on limiting spectators in areas just to keep our crowd sizes down, keep our athletes healthy and safe. So we encourage everyone to cheer them on through our streaming services. And some nights, as you can imagine, with having two high schools kind of under one big roof, Tuesdays and Fridays, we have as many as 5 basketball games going on in our field house and South Gym. We might have a gymnastics meet going on in the Sky Garden above. There's lots going on at our schools.
And you can tune it all in from home.
Yes. Yeah, whether it's through some of the community options, but then there's a network. If you visit either of the Suns or Spartans Facebook pages, they'll give you information, the athletic pages, and help you access those links. And again, for our families, I believe through support of our booster clubs, their generosity supported some of the fees associated with that. So it's free for our families and community to watch and cheer on our Spartans and Suns.
Which is great. Mm-hmm. You know, you can, and plus you can make your own popcorn.
Exactly. Well, it is, you know, we said if you, there's one nice thing that's come out of this is that, you know, many have family, maybe grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, et cetera, you know, that are out of state, out of the area, who couldn't access games, and now they can cheer on their family as well. So it's a nice option to add.
Right. Absolutely. Speaking of family, we're getting close to winter break.
We are. Winter break will start Wednesday, December 23rd. And recall that we made some adjustments to our calendar to have a couple of work days upon our return. So students will return Wednesday, January 6th. As we lead into the holiday, you can imagine there's a lot of fun and excitement pre-break with all of our schools. Everyone's kind of showing their spirit by having a variety of dress-up days this week, whether it's silly socks, ugly sweaters, something that represents different holidays. Students and staff are having lots of fun. They're getting quite creative this year in creating special events and activities for our students, despite some of the rules of the pandemic. So those are always fun and exciting to see. I'm looking forward to wearing my slippers tomorrow.
Oh, see, there you go. Bunny slippers?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Pink, fluffy bunny slippers.
Do you have the rest of the Christmas Story suit to wear with it, or no?
My sister does. I could borrow that. I could make the outfit complete.
See, there you go. There you go. So I'm guessing that we really haven't done anything as far as holiday concerts or anything like that, just because of the way the situation is.
No, I know that the high school, some of the students from the technology department were supporting our students in kind of putting together clips of kids singing and playing to create a virtual concert of sorts. So I'm excited to see that. But they're kind of figuring it out and how they can come together in different ways. Certainly our strings can continue playing. Tomorrow we're streaming in Badgers Orchestra so that we can kind of kick back in our slippers and listen to some music by students. So those are always exciting opportunities.
Okay. All right. What else is going on with the West Bend School District?
Well, a big celebration was our high school student council ran their annual blood drive. They raised well over, I believe it was almost 270 units of blood for donation during their drive. And their motto was masks on and sleeves up. So that was amazing to see the community come together and support that, because there's certainly still needs for blood. But as you can imagine, donations are down. So our student council coordinated that. Also, Fair Park, this month they're holding a community winter storyland. They've asked anywhere from high school students, sheriffs, firefighters, doctors, others from the community to record themselves reading a holiday or winter book, and then they get to watch it on large screens in their rooms or access it from their Chromebook. So they're getting stories from all over in the community. So again, students and staff are getting really creative in how they kind of create that fun spirit and enjoy in learning.
All right. That sounds interesting. Sounds like a lot of fun. So, all right. Did we cover everything this morning, or do we miss anything?
No, I think, like I said, everyone's just got some exciting stuff going on. It's fun to see, even if we have to see it from a distance at this time. I'll have to make sure and get Fair Park to connect with you. We might need a story from you. For their winter wonderland.
Yeah, there we go. That's something I would be certainly willing to do. So yeah,
I will let them know.
All right. Do you have big holiday plans?
Nope. Absolutely small scale, immediate family only, and just kind of hunkering down, enjoying a little bit of the new snow, and looking forward to relaxing.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I want to. want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, because we won't talk again until 2021.